The Future of Palestine, How Discrimination Hinders Change by Tamar Haddad. Narrated by Tamar Haddad. Epigraph. History repeats itself. It's what I've heard over and over again. History repeats itself. The oppressed becomes the oppressor. History repeats itself. This is what should change. She enjoys watching him die in front of her eyes. Amid a misty, starless, still night, a khaki uniform appears, looming bigger and bigger from the distant horizon. She notices a shiny black rifle attached to the right side of his uniform. The body wearing the full-on khaki is about 8 feet tall. She looks up to see his face better. It aches the back of her neck. She notices his huge teeth that cover half of his face. He slowly leans closer to her and looks down at her. Then he points his rifle right between her eyes. He doesn't shoot her and he won't. Shooting her is merciful and he is ruthless. Instead, he tells her the story of how he murdered her husband. "The first bullet wounded his left foot," he says with a deep, husky voice. "I immobilized your filthy, helpless husband. Yes, he was helpless, and his screams, I fed on them." The man in khaki grins in the dark. A hot drop of sweat hisses on the ground.
"The second bullet paralyzed his hand. He can't even write anymore. This time, his screams made me even stronger."
A sweat drop slowly draws a line on her wrinkly cheek.
"I aimed the last bullet on his heart," he mumbles.
She rapidly opened her black eyes in panic. The darkness fades away. Sweat drops decorate her face like dewdrops on a thorny rose on an early morning. She calls her son Ali. No reply. She calls Omar, her youngest. Again, no reply. Then, the eldest daughter checks on her mother. "Are you okay, mother? Do you need anything?" The daughter's eyebrows lift. 3 horizontal lines appear on her forehead. "It's just a bad dream. Where are your brothers? Ali, Omar?" The mother calls her boys. No reply. "Why aren't they answering me?" The mother's voice.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?